The Senate is expected to vote today on a bill to establish labeling standards for foods containing genetically modified ingredients. Yesterday, as senators voted to advance the bill, members of the Organic Consumers Association dumped money, real money, from the Senate gallery to protest what they called weak regulations. For more on this, we're joined by Dan Charles, NPR food and agriculture correspondent. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Jeremy.
And break it down for us. What exactly would this bill in the Senate do?
So if the bill passed and became law, basically food companies would have to disclose in some way whether that package of food contained ingredients from genetically engineered crops. And the most common of those crops are corn, soybeans, canola, also sugar beets.
And why are opponents so against this? Why are people willing to dump thousands of dollars onto the Senate floor to protest this bill?
Because that information doesn't have to be printed right on the package. It could be, for instance, disclosed through one of those little QR codes, you know, the little square bar type type codes, where if you aimed your smartphone at it and scanned it, then it would bring up the information on your smartphone. If the product came from a small company, they would be allowed just to put a website on the package or a telephone number to call. So the people who've been really pushing for labeling of GMO products and GMO food, they say this is really, you know, this is a bill to let food companies avoid labeling.
And how much does this have to do with the very high-profile state law in Vermont that just took effect last week that would require GMO labeling there in that state?
It has everything to do with it, because this federal law would preempt that Vermont law. Hmm. So, you know, if this went into effect, the Vermont requirement would sort of go away, and food companies, instead of putting the Vermont required language right on the package, they could do that, or they could do this, you know, QR code type thing.
Now, this is a topic that you have covered for a long time. We've talked about with you that gets a lot of people very upset. But in May, the National Academies of Sciences released its independent review of thousands of GMO studies and found that genetically modified crops are just as safe to eat as conventional crops. So many would ask, why should they be required to carry a label at all?
Right. And that is the argument, I would say, that's the argument of the anti-labeling side, that this is not necessary for nutritional reasons. And in fact, it's maybe even misleading because people would see it as a warning label. This bill is being presented as a compromise. It's a GMO disclosure. But the food companies don't have to print something that consumers might see as a warning label. And, you know, some groups that are in favor of GMO labeling are also fine with it. They say, OK, people want to know this information. We'll find a way to provide it to them. The Organic Trade Association, the Association of Big Organic Food Companies, is actually supporting it.
And Sam Kass, the Obama administration's former food czar, has said this debate is a waste of time. Would the president sign this bill if it got to him?
Well, I don't know. He might. I suspect he would. Hmm. Sam Kass's argument is GMOs don't really matter the way, say, you know, federal policies to improve better eating matter. So we should be focusing on that.
Well, we will keep focusing on this debate in the Senate, expected to vote today on this GMO labeling bill. Dan Charles, NPR food and agriculture correspondent, thank you so much.
Thank you.